the 25th, 2019. The time is 10 a.m., and we have a birthday boy in the house, and I want to ask him if he would be so kind, Mr. Lou Brock, step up and render our morning prayer, and happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Our kind Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this beautiful day that you've given us, Lord. We just thank you for everyone who is doing so much for so many of our Osage people. And I just ask you to continue to guide and direct them, and guide and direct us all in the way that you'd have us to go. I ask these things all in your precious holy name. Amen.
Thank you, sir. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I see you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present. We have a quorum. Next is the approval of the journal. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Page 7 on ONCA 1981, is the amount to be $250,000, not $500,000?
We'll check that and make that change. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On page 8, we still have the second speaker, Stabler, adjourned to the session. I believe you were still speaker.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I have a question. So yesterday, when the motion was, or we were voting on the amendment to strike $350,000 and insert $100,000 for this amendment one that's on page four. The vote was 6-6. And the assistant principal chief voted, but I thought that when we were voting on amendments and it was tied up, it doesn't pass because it just doesn't pass. I didn't know that the assistant principal chief voted on amendment.
Well, point of order.
And we're voting on that today on third reading. It's just a question I have.
I don't doubt her question, but we're reading the journal of what happened.
Yeah, I know. It's on the journal.
Didn't he vote?
Yeah, he did. But I thought that amendments died when it was a 6-6, which would mean it doesn't pass. And we're voting. It's in the journal, and it's on third reading today. So I think that my point of order and question is relevant right now.
So what we'll do, before we approve the journal, let's look it up and make sure we're clear before we go forward.
Thank you.
Okay.
Didn't it die any?
Excuse me. What we see here is Office of the Assistant Principal Chief, Section 6 of Article 7, Executive. The Assistant Principal Chief shall, by virtue of his office, be an ex officio member of the Osage Nation Congress and shall have a right, when in committee of the whole, to join in debate, and whenever the legislature shall be equally divided, the Assistant Principal Chief shall cast the deciding vote. And we'll bring in Mr. Gill for further commentary. Congresswoman Pratt.
While we're waiting on the last page, 8, it says Speaker Tillman announced the Boy Scouts of America parade will be Saturday morning at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Just strike the tomorrow.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. So if you can make a note and give that to the clerk.
Thank you. Congresswoman Goodfox, I think I have the answer to your question that it was permissible by Constitution, and legal analysts said it was permissible as well. And I ask on the amendments, I would ask Assistant Chief Redcorn if he would maybe share any knowledge he may in his past about.
Point of order.
Your expertise. Yes, sir.
Should we go into committee of the whole first?
Sure.
Motion to go into the committee of the whole.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are in committee of a whole. Okay. Going back, Congresswoman Goodfox, would you restate your question?
It was a question that I had that if we are voting on an amendment, not a final reading, if Assistant Principal Chief votes on amendments. And because I can't recall ever having a tiebreaker vote for an amendment. Third reading, yes. We even had questions when we have been locked up on voting for speaker, and it's been tied for over an hour. Can the assistant principal chief break a tie vote?
Okay.
And the decision was made at that time, no, they couldn't. And we literally picked the speaker's name out of a hat.
Okay, and I think it's a really great question. So trying to clear it up, Congresswoman Pratt.
Well, I can't exactly remember the conversation, but I know that that did come up, and that's what I was going to say. So per the Constitution, the language just says when the legislature is split. So I think that might have been why that I don't think the decision was made that per any the constitutional language that the assistant chief could not make the decision for the speaker. It's this body did not want him choosing the speaker. Therefore, we addressed it in the rules and said,
right.
We need to come up with our own, and that we would rather draw out of a hat than give the executive branch the ability to choose our speaker. So I think that's probably why. So I think that was addressed in rules because the language is just, you know, when we're split.
Thank you. Assistant Principal Chief.
Well, this is a point of, there's a difference of opinion between the executive and judicial branches on this issue. To Congresswoman Goodfox's specific point, my understanding that is that the Congress has decided to ignore the whenever language just quoted by the Speaker, and instead has ruled that it must be a 6-6 tie, not a 4-4 tie or a 5-5 tie on the final passage of legislation. The Congress is still honoring the whenever language when it comes to any other vote. That's my understanding, and I would defer to the clerk as to whether or not that is the case.
Congressman Walker.
Just to clarify, you said there's a differing opinion between the executive and judicial. You meant legislative branch, correct?
I did. I stand corrected.
So, Congresswoman Pratt.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and say whoever's right or wrong right now. It's probably us, but I would say that the language is different in the section when it's specifically regarding the passage of legislation. And so I think that's part of, just for anyone paying attention, that that's why the language is different. It says members regarding the body.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, this is an issue that has moved forward through several Congresses. It's moved forward through several Congresses, and I'd be happy to see if we have another vote on that to see if it stands or fails. But right now we were just reading what happened yesterday, and that is what happened yesterday. So if we want to take action to rethink what happened, then I think we have to do something besides just talk about it. But we're reading the journal, and that is what happened yesterday.
Move to come out of committee of a whole.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are now out of committee of a whole. Going back, my understanding is the page 4, amendment number 1, lines 14, 21, 22, strike $350,000 and insert $100,000 will stand.
Was that the question?
I thought it was on the Economic Development Fund, wasn't it?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, point of inquiry, if the bill was moved back to a revote, would the outcome change?
Are we talking about it again?
It's a question. I can't answer that. Any other members of Congress comment?
I mean, would we not let the assistant principal, is there a chance the assistant principal chief would not be allowed to vote, or the assistant principal chief might change his vote? But other than that, how would the outcome change?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, according to what the speaker just reported, the vote was in order. That was my question. And the answer is it was in order.
Okay.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Never mind. I was just going to say we were just reading the journal and that we need to do something besides talk about it.
Yes, so ma'am.
I want to move on.
Yes, ma'am. Congresswoman Stabler.
Move to approve the journal as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed, say no. Motion passes. Next, we're on reports of select committees. Are there any reports of select committees at this time? Congresswoman Pratt.
Sorry. Good morning, Speaker. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this morning. We are reporting Bill ONC 1965, an act to authorize and appropriate $100,000 to the Museum Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards is the sponsor. The final committee action is a due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. ONC 1986, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,312,716 to the Property Improvement Fund for the listed property improvement projects and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Brandy Lemon, co-sponsor is Shannon Edwards. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. Bill ONC 1990, an act to authorize and appropriate $700,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for the Wake and Iron Building in the Pawhuska Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Stabler is the sponsor. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. Any other reports of select committees? Moving on, any reports of standing committees? Next is introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any introductions of bills or resolutions? Next, we have bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 1994, an act to provide an appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $1,714,434 and to establish an alternate effective date. Also like to read an ONCA 1995, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $413,691 and to establish an alternate effective date. Also like to read an ONCA 1996, an act to authorize and appropriate $4,933 for judicial branch merit payments and $7,824 to the legislative branch for merit payments in accordance with the Workforce Pay Performance Act and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, sir. ONCA 1994, ONCA 1995, and ONCA 1996 are assigned to the Appropriations Committee. Next, we're on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. First, we have ONCA 1972, an act to authorize and appropriate the sum of $300,000 to the Restricted Real Property Repurchase Fund to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Seeing none, ONCA 1972 will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment. Next is ONCA 1979, an act to amend the Criminal Procedure Code to update the jury selection process and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Congresswoman Edwards.
Amendment number one, page one, line 44 through 46, strike lines 44 through 46. Lines 59 through 60, strike lines 59 through 60.
Thank you. Any other amendment? Congresswoman Pratt. Motion, need a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Congresswoman Edwards.
Amendment number two, page 77, strike or personal service.
Motion on the floor. Motion dies for lack of a second. Congresswoman Edwards.
Amendment number three, page three, line 106, strike using the struck jury system.
Motion on the floor. Motion dies for lack of a second. Congresswoman Edwards.
This is the one that's going to make this not work. Page four and five, lines 164 to 264. Strike lines 164 to 264.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion, it just goes. My fault. Any other amendments? ONCA 1979 will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda. Next, we're on bills and resolutions on third reading. Excuse me, 1979 will go to General Order Day 3. Next is bills and resolutions on third reading. First is ONCA 1965. An act to authorize and appropriate $100,000 to the museum fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman, how would you like to proceed?
Close.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Walker.
Well, to some extent, it's unfortunate I helped reduce the amount. I wish we could put more than $100,000 in this fund. Our museum is an opportunity for us to tell our story, and it's important. We need to have a first-class, world-class museum, and one of these days we will. I think $100,000 at least shows that this Congress is committed to it. Under the circumstances right now of not much revenue to work with, $100,000 is significant. We have $100,000 sitting in the general fund. Even though this comes out of the retained revenue fund, we are hitting our head on the ceiling, so to speak. So I'm going to go ahead and support this $100,000. I do support the museum, and I look forward to the day whenever we can afford to build a world-class, first-class museum. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any other members wish to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I too support having a place to house all of our archives and our art and a place for the Osage people to come to improve that and expand that. I believe this bill was at a larger amount. It's been reduced to $100,000. I'm going to back up and take a look when I reviewed our annual audit for the year.
There was a note in there about the capital projects that we put forward as a nation, and I think the money is that we spend on that is significant, significant part of our budget. But I'm not going to support this bill at this time, because as much as I want to do all the capital projects in the world that we can for the facilities our people need, we keep spending big chunks of money but don't dedicate ourselves to trying to earn additional revenue. We're going to be in a bind like this all the time. So without some prioritization, I'm not aware that this came over from the executive branch. I know that we had some in an appropriate or a reallocation of that fund from the executive branch last special session. I don't believe this was sent over as any request. So at this time, I feel like $100,000 is probably better left in retained revenue. So I will not be supporting this bill.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, right now I tend to agree that the money is better left where it's at. I think we've all mentioned this before. You know, we don't know what December 31st holds. We do not know. And I don't see, we have our spring session. I don't see a plethora of special sessions coming up where we're going to have 12 members of Congress rush into the podium to spend the money that we have in the general treasury or retained. So I feel like the money is better left where it's at. And when we know a little bit more after December 31st, then maybe this bill could come back in the spring. So I'll be voting no.
Thank you, ma'am. Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you. I think in the last few days, I was, when we were kind of looking at numbers, looking at the amounts, but then the things that have transpired in the last couple of days since then, the way the vote and comments that were made yesterday regarding economic development, and just in thinking about some of those comments just now, I think that I, like Congresswoman Goodfox, and thank you for your words, Congresswoman Whitehorn, I tend to agree as well. And just thinking about what we stated are our priorities, or that we feel that should be the priority with us working together with the executive branch. So I think that I feel the same way about this money, because there was comments made like, well, we're not really committing to that if it's only $100,000, because it's going to need more. But then this project is also a lot further out. And then surprised by some of the votes yesterday regarding the Economic Development Fund. But I agree with the comments that were made too, is that, well, it's only this much, it's $250,000. What's that gonna do for us? So I can agree with that too. And so therefore those people voted no. And that's fine, I can respect that. And they had a good reason in speaking about our priorities. So I'm going to vote no at this time. As well, and I just wanted to be sure to say that, and just because sometimes we all know that it can change in this day, right now, regardless of how it's been going. You could have had 12 meetings so far, and when it gets down to it, then sometimes in listening to one another, communicating with one another, and just looking at where we stand at this point, sometimes things can change, so I have been supported. I do support the museum, I understand, but that project is a little down the way, and so there are multiple reasons why, but I'm going to vote no as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Assistant Chief and members of Congress and those listening in. So I think everybody, I can only speak for myself, but in visiting with other folks that sit at our table here, you know, everyone wants the best and the most for our people. And our story is not told correctly by some, even in textbooks, and we know that. And we face that on the internet and like in the textbooks and people telling stories and about who we are, where we came from. And I go to the museum and I enjoy when I do go there, the different exhibits, and I do support growing that project. But like some of the other members have mentioned, we are hitting our head on a ceiling. And I mentioned yesterday about being cautious. And I was fine yesterday with money going into the Economic Development Fund, not to LLCs. I want to make that extremely clear, because I did receive a phone call that why would we give money to the LLCs? Well, we didn't, and it wasn't going to the LLCs yesterday when we voted. It was going to the fund, which would then again have to be reappropriated, and I realize that's redundant because a lot of people got up here and said that, but I definitely want our listening audience to know that it was not going specifically to any LLC. After listening to further debate and how the vote came out yesterday, and listening to what was said prior to me stepping up here, I want to be cautious again. And I want to do all the projects that we can do, but have some savings at the same time and use an abundance of caution. So therefore, today, I cannot support this piece of legislation, but it does not mean that I cannot support it in the future. And I hope that when we do get there, that we can fund this fully so that we can have a top-notch museum. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members wish to speak for or against this bill at this time? Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of Congress. My commitment to the Osage Nation Museum spans 25 years and includes service on the museum board and sponsoring legislation for the museum to have repairs and improvements. I am dedicated to making the much needed, highest quality museum expansion a reality. This morning, I wrote to Chief Standing Bear and stated as follows. When we met in early September regarding replenishing the Osage Museum Fund, we discussed that fundraising efforts for an addition to the building would be bolstered if the nation could show a continuing commitment to the project. Recall the Congress in June voted to withdraw almost all the monies in the museum fund to hire an architect and complete expansion plans. This was done after it was reported that author David Grand was going to assist the nation with fundraising for the project. During our meeting, I suggested that while the bill was filed in the amount of $1 million, that was probably not going to pass. I believe that $350,000, which would replenish the fund, could be referenced as a match and was attainable. Then, as now, there are sufficient funds in the retained revenue fund to transfer that amount. You told me you would support whatever amount the Congress would pass. This project honors the legacy of many elders, members, and artists who view the museum as our national treasure. Yesterday, Assistant Principal Chief Redcorn cast a deciding vote to reduce from $350,000 to $100,000 the funds to be placed into an account dedicated to the museum expansion. This vote does not replenish in full the amount that was taken from the fund in June. What was that vote in June, if not a commitment to build a museum expansion? As you know, that money was moved from the museum fund to the capital asset fund, where in fact it can be repurposed for another use. I hoped and assumed that that commitment to seek designs for a museum expansion was a commitment to work towards funding that expansion. Today I've heard from members of this body that they do not support replenishing that fund. If that was the case, I don't think we should have ever taken the money out of it in the first place, because it's clear that the $150,000 intermittent or zero intermittent efforts to fund the museum expansion are not going to result in a museum expansion. It cannot happen at that pace and at that level. Therefore, I requested from the chief the following. Please provide the Congress at your earliest convenience the architect response to the request for proposals and your plan for fundraising with Mr. Grand, as well as loan options and other means to procure funding for a museum expansion. I would also appreciate a time frame for breaking ground. I told him I will continue my efforts and keep urging other Congress members to make a museum expansion a reality. I will be urging support of the now reduced bill, and I ask that you express your support to the Congress before the vote. As of this time, I do not believe that I have a response from Chief Standing Bear as to his support for this amount. Perhaps the clerk has received, or someone else has received one. I listened to our Congress talk about telling our story and wanting to have an opportunity to take advantage of the many people that are in Pawhuska, Oklahoma, due to the efforts of the Drummond family. I hear our Congress talk about wanting to have visitors come and see what the Osage are about. My suggestion to you is that the best place for that to happen is in a national treasure, is in a museum. Because as it stands, we have placed our museum in low priority, in my opinion. We have built other projects around it. We've built other projects ahead of it, and we will continue to do so, I guess. But unless we make a commitment, either through placing funds that we have towards that project, fundraising, of which we have not done to date, or just committing to a loan, we are not going to get that expansion done. As disappointing as $100,000 is to place into a fund, it's better than zero. What does zero say to the people of the Osage Nation, the 22,000 members of the Osage Nation, who all have the opportunity to share in our national treasure? What does it say versus some of the other priorities and some of the other votes for far less service in this session? So despite its small amount, we all know that there's money in the retained revenue fund for it. We all know that we have committed to placing large sums of money into other capital projects. And I would suggest that they should not compete against each other, that they should be married together. And we should go forward with both important projects that we have before us this session. I would urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Just like to remind, before we vote, that this vote requires 8 yes votes since it's coming out of the retained revenue fund. So the question is, shall ONCA 1965 pass?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. ONCA 1965 fails. Moving on to ONCA 1986, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,312,716 to the Property Improvement Fund for the listed property improvement projects and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon, how would you like to proceed?
I would like to close.
Thank you. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time? Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, here's another situation where we are contributing dollars to capital asset projects, and I really never envisioned, like I said, that we were pitting projects against each other. Maybe that's not what we're doing, but in the context of the sponsor's talk, I wish she would let us know exactly what capital asset projects are proposed for $1.7 million. I think that that's important for the people to know what kind of projects we're spending funds on. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members wish to speak for or against this bill at this time? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So this particular piece of legislation, in the special session, we had ONCA 1950, which changed the Commercial Property Fund into the Property Improvement Fund, and there was a balance left in the Commercial Property Fund. I received a communication, and we've received support documentation from executive, including the treasurer, of the amount that we would need to move from the Commercial Property Fund into the Property Improvement Fund due to the date that was in ONCA 1950, and I believe it was August, I don't know if it was August 1st or August 31st, but if they hadn't had the money expended by then, they wouldn't be able to utilize it. And so it was a date when they came to, when we visited about it, they weren't able to capitalize before the date showed up. And so therefore the money is still in the Commercial Property Fund, which therefore no longer exists. And so the money's just standing in the general treasury, and we needed to move it for improvements to properties that we have. As far as Congresswoman Edwards' comment, the legislation was presented, and there was a list there in the legislation and a table of what the plan is to spend some of these particular funds on. And so I reference you to look at the table and the piece of legislation, and I urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Question is, shall ONCA 1986 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1986 will advance to enrollment. Next, we have ONCA 1990, an act to authorize and appropriate $700,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for the Wake and Iron Building in the Pawhuska Indian Village to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time? Seeing none, Congresswoman Stabler.
I just want to make a couple of comments. First of all, I appreciate the support this bill has gotten so far. I think for me, we've been talking about pigeonholing or earmarking funds. I'm all about that. That was part of this exercise, was to say that there are going to be priority projects out there, and if there's no one coming to us and saying this one takes precedent, then we're making the decision on what takes precedent. So I'm sorry that we didn't pass the last bill. I hope that this one passes, and this is the reason why on these two. I was okay with the reduction of funds to the museum at this time because there's no set timeline yet on where we're going with it. And so as future funds come in, same thing. Same thing with the Wake and Iron. There is a timeline set on it. There is fast movement going forward. I don't want to call it a drop dead date, but there's a starting point for these community buildings that has to start on a certain day to be able to be completed on a certain day. So the fact that I'm trying to earmark these funds is to lessen the blow later on when it comes in of what the amount is that they're going to need for it, and they're going to need it pretty soon. So I'm just trying to set a precedent for us that we make the plan and make the judgment call of where we're going with these without any other directive forward. So I know that's not all on topic, but that's what I wanted to say today, and I really hope we can start setting these types of precedents. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, I'd like to remind the body that this will require 8 votes since it is coming from the retained revenue fund. So the question is, shall ONCA 1990 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. ONCA 1990 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
The opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1990 will advance to enrollment. Next, we're on motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices at this time? What time is it? Congressman Big Horse.
Government operations will meet from 1 to 4 today.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Pratt.
Rules and ethics will meet immediately following session, and I mean immediately because we only have an hour, so we'll get started.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Motion passes. We are adjourned till tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Yeah, he probably has it.
I can't, thinking I'd be warm.